We do this event to help support the program each year. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a nonprofit program, so we rely on donors and sponsors and businesses to help and individuals to help support the program.
The 8th annual Duck Derby is coming to Hays this week. Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters Area Director Jenny Bates stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
This Wednesday, August 9th, at the Hays Aquatic Park.
Let's just start off with talking about the event. What is the day going to look like?
So we kick off at about 5:30. Eagle is, you know, our presenting sponsor and has been. This is our 8th year of having the Duck Derby, which is really exciting. So we'll have Gary Shoreman and Mike Holiday there to help kick everything off around 5:30. And then we race our first round, our first heat of ducks starting about 6 o'clock that night. And those are rubber ducks. Some people wonder sometimes still, they'll ask, are these real ducks you're racing? No, they're rubber ducks though. So it's a rubber duck duck derby. But each, we'll have over 5,000 ducks that will be in the race that evening. Each one is numbered. So as people have been purchasing their ducks and there's still ducks available, they're assigned numbers that each duck has. And we'll do two heats of the big duck race. We catch the top about 500 from each of those. And we know that because our ducks are stored in these tote containers and they hold 500 ducks. So we fill those up, catch 500. And then at the end of the night, we'll do a championship race of those 1,000 ducks. And as they come around, we have a special duck catcher. That first one that comes in, that person that has that duck number is going to win $10,000. So really exciting. We get to do that because of 6 dealerships here. They've all come together to sponsor that. That's Robert Brogdon, Hays Chevrolet, Happy's Auto, Lewis Automotive Group of Hays, Auto World, and Bruckner's. They've all helped sponsor to be able to give away that cash prize. But then there's 9 other prizes that are going to be won after that first duck, too. So the next 9 that we catch, we have 9 things. Resurrection Vineyard has... they have new Airbnbs out on their property. And so they're giving a 2-night stay along with tasting experience out there. So a fun little staycation experience for up to 6 people if you want. The insurance guys are giving their tire lounge for a party of up to 20 people, dinner and drinks they provide. So another great prize for a group. Crawford Supply has given a Halo Elite countertop griddle along. And along with that is Biggie Meats has given a $150 gift card. Vive Broadband has given an iPad mini to be won. Next Tech has donated a robot vacuum. The Wild West Festival. We have 2 VIP tickets for next year's events. Walmart has a $300 gift card. The Fox Theater has given 12 general admission tickets to any of their events through the rest of this year.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. And then Breathe Coffee House has donated a year club membership and along with a mug and their coffee. And there's a great gift basket that's going along with that. So, lots of chances to win some really wonderful prizes.
Yeah, and that's so neat that the area businesses got to step up and help support you guys.
Yes, that's one of my favorite things is seeing how everyone in the community comes together to support this event.
Yeah, and of course, this whole thing is for a good cause, and I want to talk a little bit about that next. Let's talk about, you know, how important the Duck Derby is to your mission and kind of what is going on down there at Big Brothers Big Sisters right now.
Right. So, right, we do this event to help support the program each year. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a nonprofit program, so we rely on donors and sponsors and businesses to help and individuals to help support the program. We are a United Way partner agency, so we have some grant funding, but the majority of our dollars that support the program come from the local community. To keep the program going. We currently have 160 matches here in Ellis County, which is an amazing thing. That means there are 160 children who are being served who need that extra support and encouragement from that big in their life. But that also means that's how many volunteers we have and how many people in our community are walking alongside these kiddos and getting involved and being a part of their lives and just helping them get through the struggles that are going on in their life at this time. So it's all amazing how this all comes together and just keeps going every year.
Absolutely. Now, at 160 matches, I imagine that's a lot to manage, but you can always use more help, right?
Right, right. So we have, when you talk about managing, we do. We have four other staff in our office, and they're all case managers, and they're all working one-on-one with these matches and supporting them while they're together. But we do. We do have a waiting list. We have right around 40 kids who are waiting, and with school getting started back up, we'll see that number kind of increase a little bit. So we're always, you know, in need for more volunteers. We match little brothers with big brothers, male volunteers, little sisters with big sisters. And then couples and families can get involved together as well. And actually, we've seen kind of an increase in those numbers. We have over 20 couples and families doing this together with a child. So that's a way that people can get involved that they don't always know without taking away time. Sometimes people are worried about that, but then they can do it all together.
Very cool. So again, go out and support Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters this Wednesday, the Duck Derby. Now, Jenny, you said that there are still ducks available. How can people get their hands on those?
Yes, so they can go to our website to purchase those. That's forkidsake.org/duckderby. Or they can come by our office. We're there at the in the Chestnut Building on Main Street. But there's also, so ducks are $5, and they go six for $25, 12 for $50. And like I said, all that comes back to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There's also a duck dash race that night where we have a whole nother, we have 30 prizes we're going to be giving away to kids who have ducks in the races as well. So yeah, our website or coming by our office is the best way to still get your ducks. You can do that all the way up until that day on Wednesday online until 2 o'clock. And then we'll be down at the pool with a chance for you to get ducks if you still need them that day of the event.
Yeah. As I recall though, that's kind of, it's a madhouse down there that
it
day.
Is. Maybe it's get probably them in better if you get them ahead of time for everyone involved. But yes, it is. It's become such a great community event. We have hundreds of people who are there to watch these ducks race. And then we also have the boat, the cardboard boat races that go on in the lap pool that night. We have 12 boats that are built out of businesses and organizations have built out of cardboard and duct tape. And they're going to be racing those in the lap pool as well that evening. It's all a blast. It's a crazy thing to see, but it's a lot of fun.
That's one of my favorite events.
That's what I was going to say. That's kind of the reason I like to go. Yeah. The ducks are fun.
Yeah.
But watching everybody trying to get across with their boats.
The panic better. Going across their faces as they start sinking and everything.
Yes, it's a blast. And it's just fun to see the people lined up around cheering for their teams. And it's just a wonderful event. And obviously, we couldn't do it without the Hayes Aquatic Park allowing us to come in and kind of take over the pool at that time. But it's been a lot of fun.